Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, the last day of February, the 28th of February, marked tomorrow, so it'll be the 3rd of March, won't it, by the time you listen to this in Christchurch, Wellington, Capity Coast. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz, listening around New Zealand and indeed around the globe. The programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and we'll bring you the latest news from Ireland. We'll bring you music, plenty of music on the programme tonight, and news of events happening here as well. Not far away now from St. Patrick's Day, and obviously celebrations will be getting underway the week before St. Patrick's Day in many places around New Zealand. Very cold. The headlines in the Irish Independent this morning says blizzards to bring gales of 110 kilometres an hour to Ireland. There's been a huge storm, kind of snowstorm coming in. The beast from the east is what they're calling it. It's coming down from the Arctic Circle, and it's certainly, listening to the news reports out of Ireland this morning, there will be a lot of schools, there'll be roads, schools closed today, roads closed, and disruption. You probably would be lucky to find a loaf of bread anywhere in Ireland at the moment, because people have been out there panic buying. But anyway, we'll hopefully, I'm sure, they'll get through it over the next few days. But more about that and other events in Ireland over the next hour here on Ireland Calling. Up first, we've got a song from the Priests, and this is called Panis Angelicus. Beautiful music there. That's Panis Angelicus from the Irish Priests. Welcome along. If you've tuned in to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studios in Auckland on Wednesday, our delayed broadcast going out to people in Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. Well, as I said, the big news in Ireland this morning is the big snowstorm. There's a snowstorm as well as a normal storm coming in. This is called the Beast from the East, and it's going to meet with Storm Emma, and that's what's going to give rise to gales in some places of up to 110 kilometres an hour. So listening to some of the news reports this morning on the radio, there's areas in Dublin already affected by snow, southeast, and it's moving from the east over to the west. So many parts of Ireland on the west and the northwest have weather as normal, a bit cold. It's pretty much zero and minus degrees in many parts of the country. But there'll be school closures and there'll be travel disruptions, and it's expected that temperatures could go as low as minus seven. So there's a status orange warning for the whole country at the moment. So that's pretty severe. So pages and pages of what people should be doing as to prepare for this storm, and they reckon it could be as bad as it was in 1982. And I remember in 1982 I was working in Dublin. We were flatting in Raglan Road and Bowles Bridge, and there was nearly 3 or 4 foot of snow on the roads, and cars were blocked in, and the country came to a standstill. And I'm pretty sure it was the late Michael O'Leary. He was kind of the Minister for Snow. Gareth Fitzgerald was Taoiseach at the time, but I think he might have been out of the country. But anyway, the whole country brought to a standstill. There was obviously no planning done about, and the snowstorm came out of the blue. But at least now people are making preparations about what to do over the next few days, and there might be places that aren't affected at all, and they'll be wondering what the fuss was. But at least it's better to be cautious rather than be wise after the event. Righto, these men are on the way to New Zealand in a few weeks' time. Foster and Allen, here they are with the Rose of Moon Coin.
Oh, how pleasant to roam by the sunny shore stream, to hear the dove come neath the morning sunbeam. For the thrush and the robin, their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently on. By your water so clear hums the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wonder where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of Moonkine. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my poor heart to know that we two forever must part. But I'll think of you, Molly, when the sun and moon shine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so clear comes the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wonder where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of fishermen go with their small boats and line on the banks of the shore. that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so clear comes the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wonder where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Moonkine.
Yes, well, not long to wait now if you're a Foster and Allen fan. They're coming our way in April and they start their tour on the Friday the 13th of April in Tauranga. Two tours there, and then they're playing all over the country. They go all the way down to, they come after Tauranga, they go to Auckland. And don't forget, there's, I've got tickets to give away for the shows in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. So if you'd like to go to see any of those shows, give, write your name and address on the back of an envelope or a postcard and send it off to me, Ireland Calling, Ireland Calling, P.O. Box 331667, Takapuna, and we'll announce the winners in about 2 weeks' time. So Foster and Allen, you can book tickets at the usual ticket outlets, but as I said, Tauranga, Auckland, Hamilton, New Plymouth, Palmerston North, Blenheim, Christchurch, Ashburton, Timaru, Invercargill, Dunedin, Whanganui, Napier and Wellington. And we hope to be linking up and having a chat to the boys in a few weeks' time as the tour gets near. Well, if you just tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll run through all the sports results from the weekend later on the programme tonight. And Ireland are on track to be in with a chance to win the Grand Slam. They've got they beat Wales at the weekend, suffered another injury or two, but they've got Scotland on Saturday week, and then the big one on the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, they'll take on England. England have to play France, or France away, so they might be not even playing for the championship, not alone. They won't be playing for the Grand Slam because they were beaten by Scotland. But Scotland certainly look like a formidable force, and they'll be tough opponents for Ireland when they play them in Lansdowne Road in 2 weeks' time. But we'll have all the results of all the other games. There was, I think, about 26 games of Gaelic football and hurling in the Alliance Leagues at the weekend, and we'll run through some of the scores and let you know who's in there for playoffs and stuff. Now, I had a special request last week from a Galway man to play the Fields of Athenry. Eddie Rowan, regular listener to Ireland Calling, loves that song. So, Eddie, I hope you're going to enjoy this. Paddy Riley and the Fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you. Stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young may the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. the fields of Athenry.
Yes, Paddy Riley there in the fields of Athenry. A special request for Eddie Rowan, a good, proud Galway man who's lived in New Zealand many years. Eddie, that's his favourite song. Hopefully you've enjoyed that. There's no snow in on the fields of Athenry at the moment, but certainly cold. It's about minus 3 degrees in the west at the moment. Predictions that it could get to minus 7 in places over the next few days. Now, in a few weeks' time, I'm going to be speaking to Jim Daly, who's the Minister for State at the Department of Health and Special Responsibility for Mental Health and Older People, but he's coming to represent the Irish Government in New Zealand for the St. Patrick's celebrations, and we'll be talking to him. I think the programme that'll go out on air on the 14th, but he's in the news at the moment because he said yesterday morning early that all the old people should leave their heaters on during the cold spell. And of course, if you leave your heaters on, you're spending money. And if you are on a short, low pensions and a very little income, who's going to pay the bill? So Leo Varadkar certainly wasn't too impressed with his junior minister giving this advice, and says that there'll be no increase in the weekly payment to old age pensioners and people living alone over the period of this predicted snowstorm. So Mr. Daly getting his knuckles wrapped there a bit. He's probably given good advice, but the government obviously cannot afford to pay out any extra. There'll be lots of extra monies being spent, I suppose, on gritting the roads and other things over the next few days. But, you know, there's no money for the poor elderly people that can't afford to leave the heat on all the time. It says flights and ferry services are being cancelled, and there was quite a few planes being cancelled this morning and been announced on RTE as I was driving here to record this programme. I'm looking here at people out buying boots to walk in the snow, like you'd have here in the middle of the ski season. There's a picture here of two young girls in Swords in Dublin, and all that's in the back is empty shelves. There's been a huge run on bread. People have gone out and they've bought bread, and the baker said that they're going to try to obviously bake as much as they can over the next few days. And the other big news is that the European Union have basically told Britain that after Brexit, there'll be the Northern Ireland will have to stay within the European Union customs deal. And this is going to be formally announced by the European Union today. And they reckon that this is amongst the pigeons because Britain, you know, have said in December that there'd be no hard border. Well, if there was a difference between customs and excise duties between the north and the south, there would be a border. But the European Union are telling Britain, this is the deal, this is what's happening, and take it or leave it. So according to this breaking story, it says that there's going to be a political explosion today between all the parties involved. Of course, there's no sign of the executive in Northern Ireland getting back up and running yet as a result of the row between Sinn Féin and the Democratic Unionist parties. They've got to form the government, and all politicians in the south, including Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, reckons that Theresa May and her ministers aren't doing enough to try to get the issues in Northern Ireland resolved. Right, we'll take more music and we'll come back and we'll run through some of the sporting results from the weekend next.
Watch the field behind the plough turn to straight dark rose. Feel the trickle in your clothes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Ah, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And you figure that the rain takes its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while. Ease the throttle out of air. Every rod's a game. There's victory in every quarter of a mile. For all cause it down the road, the heartache hail and hoppers got him down. He gave it up and moved to town. Demet Pierce the other day took a hawk and died at 42. Now, pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rose. But another season's promise in the ground.
Yes, well, there won't be much ploughing done in Ireland over the next day or two until this spell of bad weather through. And, of course, the bad spring has affected farmers as well. You know, there'd be a lot of them would be out there sowing their crops now within the next week or two. But won't be happening over the next few days until this snowstorm, the beast from the east is going to clash with Storm Emma. So there's, as I said earlier, there's going to be some high winds, and there'll be many parts of the country that could be brought to a standstill, especially on Thursday night, Friday, according to the weather forecasters. The forecaster says we mightn't get it right all the time, but we're certainly predicting that there is going to be a lot of disruptions. And because it's coming in over Britain, coming from the east, it's affecting the eastern part of the country already, and the west might escape. Normally, if there's storms coming, the one that happened last October belted in from the west coast, and the Atlantic certainly did a lot of damage on the west coast. The east escaped, but that doesn't look like the case this particular time. If you tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, a programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You might be listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, or a delayed broadcast going out in Wellington, Kapiti Coast, Christchurch on Saturday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz in New Zealand and indeed in other parts of the world. Righto, looking at the sports pages, there was a huge lot of sporting fixtures on last weekend, and most of them took place in kind of cold but bright sunshiny days, not very warm. And of course, if you want to watch some of the games that are on at the moment, and including you know, a backlog of a big catalogue of former great GAA games, including great documentaries. I watched a documentary over the weekend on Mick O'Dwyer. It's very, very good. And it was shown on RTE just after Christmas. And it looked at his life of playing for Kerry, managing Kildare, Wicklow and Laois. And he's 82 now, and very crippled, and certainly not the man that he was. So you can watch all of these on gaago.ie. There's a subscription, an annual subscription. You can pay in a one-off payment, or you can pay it off over a number of months. And if you join, you have a full 12 months membership from the day you join right through till this time next year. And of course, every Gaelic game, hurling and football championship game will be shown there. And they're pretty much live, free on air. You can watch them on a computer, laptop, or your iPhone, and you know, you can certainly watch your own county. You can go in and watch a particular game during the season, but if you want to watch the whole lot, you can go in and book them there, gaago.ie. And I watched the highlights of a few of the games over the weekend. There's kind of a wrap-up of the Allianz League games, and certainly some good skills, not big crowds at the moment, but certainly some good hurling games, and we'll run through the results now. But first, the All-Ireland Club second semi-final. This is senior football. You had Nemo Rangers from Cork taking on Schlochneil from Derry, and this game went to extra time, and Nemo Rangers too strong in the end, 2-19 over Schlochneil from Derry, 1-14. So they'll take on Corrifin from Galway in the All-Ireland Club Final on St Patrick's Day, and the hurling final will take place that day as well. That's between Coola from Dublin. They're taking on Na Piarsaigh from Limerick. So well done to all of the players involved. Right, in Division 1 last weekend, my team Galway went down to Tralee, and guess what? They beat Kerry. So Galway are now, you know, joint leaders of Division 1. They only got promoted into Division 1 of the league earlier this year, but they're up there on the top rung with Dublin. Dublin have a better scoring percentage, but the score in the Kerry game was Galway won 14 to Kerry's 14 points, and that game could have actually Galway could have won by much more, because they certainly played great football and missed three, or the goalkeeper made two point blank saves. Dublin, meanwhile, they went to Castlebar, and they were too good for Mayo, but there was about 17,000 people at that game. Dublin 2-10, Mayo 12 points. Monaghan, they were at home to Tyrone, they won by a point. Donegal 1-15, Kildare 3-7. So Donegal get on the scoring sheet there, and as I mentioned, Kerry. So the final round of games has next round of games is Dublin against Kerry, Tyrone, Donegal, Galway, Monaghan, and Kildare. So at the moment, Division One looks like this: Dublin and Galway equal top, 8 points each, and then followed by Monaghan with 6. Kerry have 4. Donegal, Tyrone, Mayo have 2, and Kildare, they've got 0 points, as they say in the Eurovision. Division Two games played last weekend. You had Tipperary 2-15, Meath 1-10, Cork 11 points, Cavan 14, Down 1-10, Clare 1-12, Louth 12 points, Roscommon 1 goal and 21. So standings in Division 2 is led by Cavan on 7, Tipperary on 5, Roscommon on 5, Cork and Down on 4 points each, and then Meath on 3, with Louth yet to get off the mark. So Division 3 games played last weekend. You had Fermanagh beaten Derry. You had Westmeath beaten Sligo. Longford beaten Wexford. And Offaly losing to Armagh. So Division 3 standings. Armagh on top with full points, 8, along with Fermanagh, followed by Longford and Westmeath. And then you've got Derry and Sligo with 2 points each, with Offaly and Wexford on 0 points. And finally, Division 4 standings there are Laois and Carlow on top of the table there. That's good for Carlow. They didn't win too many football games in yesteryear, but certainly they're doing well. They're joint top. And sadly, Limerick, they're down in the bottom on the Division 4. And in hurling games, last weekend, you had Kilkenny beaten Tipperary by a point in extra time. Kilkenny 2-22, Tipperary 2-21. Wexford too strong for Clare, and Cork beaten by Waterford. So after those round of games, you have Wexford joined top of Division 1 along with Clare on 6 points each, then Tipperary and Kilkenny 4 points each. Division 1B, another win for Galway, so they're basically assured of a quarter final, and their big clash against Limerick coming up next weekend or the week after. That game is going to be a promotion relegation game. In fact, it's on this weekend, the 4th of March. So the winner of that game will go up to Division 1 next year. So that will be obviously a great game, that game being played in Galway this weekend. Righto, we're off again with some more music. And this is Patrick Cassidy, lovely song called Misha Éireann, which was brought out for the centenary celebrations 2 years ago, 2016. Yes, beautiful, beautiful song there, Misha Éireann, and that was recorded to coincide with the celebrations marking the 1916 rising 2 years ago, Easter, around 2 years ago at this time. Okay, you're listening to Ireland. Well, that song was playing there. Warnings is coming out of Ireland. There's been gone from status yellow, which is quite severe, to status red alert for a number of counties now, including Dublin, Kildare, Carlow, Kilkenny and Wexford. So that beast from the east is moving up from the east coast as we speak. This is coming now on Wednesday night as we're broadcasting here out of Auckland. The weather is certainly taking a turn for the worse. So by the time you hear this in Wellington and Christchurch on Saturday night, maybe the storm has all gone through, and it might have been a storm in a teacup in certain parts of the country. But certainly right now as we speak, it looks like that it's the forecasters were spot on and that it is going to cause major disruptions on the east coast. The other bit of news I mentioned earlier about Ireland's good success in rugby at the weekend, beating Wales. They now take on Scotland in 2 weeks' time, but the man of the match, Munster player Chris Farrell, on Saturday, while training with the under-20 team yesterday, he twisted an ankle, and they didn't think it was too bad, but after the training session finished, they discovered it was ligament damage, and that means he's going to be out now for the rest of the Six Nations. So hopefully Gary Ringrose will come into the equation. He certainly has been injured for since about November last year. Sean O'Brien, they thought, might be able to come back and play for Leinster this weekend. That's unlikely, so he's probably going to miss out. So Donal Linehan, former Irish and Lions international and captain, reckons that Scotland pose a serious threat to Ireland's chances of winning the Grand Slam. So Saturday week, they've got a week before they take on Scotland. They've had three wins out of three games. Lucky in Paris, you know, certainly good win over Italy, but and a good win over Wales. But Wales were in the game right to the last minute. Ireland were only leading by 3 points as the game went into injury time, and they got an intercept try, and that was the game. But it could have gone the other way, and Ireland backs will need to tighten up on their defensive plans before the game against Scotland in 2 weeks' time. Righto, we'll move on and press a few buttons, and off we should go with Dance a Reel in the Flickering Night, Christy Moore.
Looking features, a poor old dog and a worm in the weed and a fine old pigeon, yes indeed. A daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the rain in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Then the daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the reel in the flickering light. On his thin and wispy spindles, he was deft and he was nimble. His eyes were scientific and his dancing was terrific. They made it in, and the nettles in the corner took it in. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night. We'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night. We'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Then he looked at me directly with a gaze that could dissect me, and he asked me in a whisper, have you got any sisters? Says I to him, what sort of a man do you think I am? I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. I've only one, she's not your type. She wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Says he, does she come from another planet? Has she got a bee in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? You never know, we might be suited. And the worms began to laugh, and some of them started shuffling off. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel in the flickering light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel in the flickering light. I could see he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple urn, like a statue during Lent. Get her right away, good man, says he, no, don't delay. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his legs in the flickering light. So round we go, heel to the toe. know. We're going to have some fun tonight. Then he flipped his lights and just looking like. Then up stepped a red carnation, and they gave her an ovation. She was warm and enchanted as she slowly started dancing. Pigeon peeled his eye, and the nettles and the weeds began to sigh. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? Oh no, we go, heel to the toe. Daddy long legs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel and the flickering light? She was gentle, she was charming, and I heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper, and his delicate legs of silver. And the worms were still as mice, and the poor old pigeon said, that's nice. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, of the dance to the reel and the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel and the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on the lovely bride, the dance to the reel and the flickering light. Oh.
Yes, the sound there of Christy Moore and dancing a ray flickering light, and we're still flickering away here. The light is flickering on here in the studio in Auckland on Wednesday night, and just reading some more information there about this storm. ASB are warnings that if these high wind expected winds come, there could be power cuts in many parts of the country. So certainly not a good look for people if you haven't got plenty of food items and other necessities in storage. Right, I was just looking there as well. Hopefully on the programme next week, I'm going to have a chat to Ronan O'Gara. I've put a request in to have a chat to him, former Irish international. He's now assistant coach to the Crusaders down in Christchurch. So there's a good possibility he'll be available for a chat next week. But he'll be certainly interested in what's happening between his old school in Cork later today, when Christian Brothers take on Presentation Brothers Boys in the Munster Schools Senior Cup semi-final. And there's a big article in the Irish Examiner today talking about Cork's oldest school adversaries battle again, obviously, to get into the final. And, you know, they would be short odds on either of them winning the final. And, of course, all the other provinces are having their rugby colleges games on at the moment, and they culminate in finals on St. Patrick's Day. But no games this weekend for the Irish international team. It'll be a week of rest for some of them, and well, most of them, but the provinces are back playing again this weekend. In fact, Connacht, my province, are on the way. Well, they've made it to South Africa now. They had a win in Italy, and they've got two games in South Africa against the two former Super Rugby teams that are now playing in the Pro 12 tournament in Europe, and a win in one of them games will certainly keep them in the heel of the hunt for a playoff position and a potential promotion to European Championship Rugby next year. Of course, this weekend it's full-on activities for Gaelic football and hurling games. The days are getting longer in Ireland. Traditionally, once you got to the 1st of March, which is tomorrow, you can feel a good stretch in the evenings. It looks like, you know, the day sunset now is and the sun is rising a bit earlier in the morning. It's amazing how the difference of 5 or 6 weeks makes since I was back there at Christmas, when it was dark most evenings around 4:30, and dark till about 8:45 or 8:50 in the morning. But and then in about 3 weeks' time, I think their clocks go back just the third week of March, go forward, so there'll be an even bigger stretch in the day. So the big issue for the government at the moment is the wording and the discussion about the abortion referendum, which is due to take place in May, has gone to the back pages at the moment. It's the storm. It's talking about the negotiations over Brexit, And there's another big meeting of European European leaders this weekend, I think, and Britain excluded. And they've got to start ploughing on and making decisions now for the other 27 countries. And, of course, the announcement yesterday that will probably be the breaking news story yesterday that will probably become a bigger news story today is the fact that the European Union have said that Northern Ireland will remain within the European Customs Union, and thus ensuring that there'll be no hard border between the north and the south. This is good news for the Irish government, but obviously the political parties in the north that voted to leave, aka the Democratic Unionist Party, who are backing up the British government, won't be happy to be dictated to by Europe. But it certainly is good news for Northern Ireland, or for the Southern Ireland, Northern Ireland, because they don't want a hard border. If you have a hard border, it just goes back to, you know, there's a possibility of going back to what it was like a number of years ago before the Good Friday Agreement came into existence. Anyway, we're off this time with Dolores Cain, Never Be the Sun.
You'll never be sun, darning in the sky, and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars in heaven, although they burn so bright. But even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You may not always shine as you go barefoot over stone. You might be so long together, or you might walk. That love is always right. So even when the dark clouds gather, you'll be the light. And if you lose a part inside, when love turns, leaving the past behind, it's knowing you'll do like you always do, holding you blind, keeping you. You'll never be the sun, darning in the sky, and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars in heaven, although they burn so bright. Even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You will be the light. You will be the light.
Yes, that'll get you up tapping around the floor there. That's a piece of music entitled Tommy Peoples, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Got about 5 minutes to go before the end of the other item that's making the news and has done for the last month is the trial in Belfast in Northern Ireland of four friends. Three of them played rugby for Ulster, two for Ireland, and Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding and Blaine McElroy. And it's been case because obviously high profile sports stars, they've all been stood down for quite a long time now from playing rugby with Ulster and indeed Ireland. And the judge basically had to, one of the members of the jury basically got sick and had to be excused from the balance of the trial over the next 2 weeks. It's expected to finish on the 16th of March. But certainly a very bad look for all involved, especially the rugby players, but also for the person that has made the claim that she was raped. She's had to face the prosecution on her own, even though she's behind curtains for all of the trial, while these guys that are alleged to have raped her, they basically aren't being cross-examined. Their statements that they give to the police are being replayed. But it's just a very, very sad situation, and nobody knows what's going to happen. It'll be down to the jury now of 11 people to decide in a few weeks' time. They'll have heard the 6 weeks of evidence by the time the trial finishes. And I just think there's no winners, and that's the view of a lot of people. But it's just getting a lot of publicity in Ireland because it's involving high-profile or reasonably high-profile rugby players. Of course, Jackson played for Ireland and just had returned from a tour to South Africa with Ireland in June 2016. They were basically on holidays and there was a lot of drink consumed, and they met the person that has made the allegations in a nightclub, and they went back to a party in his house, and this is where the rape was alleged to have taken place. But because it's obviously a story involving high-profile stars, it's just getting a lot of publicity on all the radio stations, TV and all the newspapers. Partly for people in Northern Ireland is to try to get the executive up and running. And the other breaking news story last night from Northern Ireland was that in Derrylin in Fermanagh, a man was under arrest after he was alleged to have set fire to a house in a rural part of Derrylin, and three people at this stage were reported to have been burned alive in the house. So no further details was available. In fact, there might have been more than three victims, but it was just a story that broke yesterday evening in Ireland, and no doubt the more details will come through today. Right, we'll take one last bit of music. In fact, this is probably the last bit of music. By the time this is played, it'll be time for me to head off. So here is a sprig of Irish heather from Dominic Kerwin. Thanks again for tuning in, and hopefully you can tune in again next week. And to remind you, if you want to enter the competition to win tickets to see Daniel O'Donnell, or to see Daniel O'Donnell, to see Foster and Allen, send your name and put your name and address in the back of an envelope or a postcard, send it to me, Oliver Lee, Box 331, 667, Takapuna. We'll announce the winners in 2 weeks' time. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless, and I'll leave you with Dominic.
Said I meant to send the shamrock to wear on Patrick's Day, but the shamrock, it's a tender plant, its beauty soon would fade. So a sprig of Irish heather I'm sending you instead. Just a sprig of Irish heather, and it's seen all kinds of weather. It's stood the heat of summer and survived the winter snow. I'm sending to remind you of the friend you left behind you in Tyrone among us in the days of long ago. But remember Corradina and the mass rock standing there, how we oft times knelt
together, and you'd whisper childish prayer. Many times since then I wonder, when the evening shadows fell, so I plucked this heather from the spot where once we used to kneel. But the years from me are slipping, and I know